Pubs are given some weird and wonderful names nowadays, but there is one which has just opened in Norwich which is spot on. It really is the last pub standing. In a street which once boasted around 60 public houses and a number of breweries. This is King Street, one of the longest and oldest thoroughfares in the city, which more than 1,500 years ago started life as a footpath between a cliff and a river leading to the Anglo-Saxon settlements, which are thought to have been the beginning of Norwich. The story of King Street is a rich one, and what a community it was. Thanks to the River Wensum, it took centre stage in the story of how Norwich came to be. Once it was lined with the mansions and the warehouses of the merchants. They built homes by the river and some founded chapels, which became parish churches as the population increased. By the 14th century, King Street had 10 churches, a Benedictine cathedral priory at its northern end, and a Benedictine nuns at Carrow. As trade grew, more people arrived to live in the courts and the yards, and then there were the sailors. They wanted to drink, and it was beer that played a major role in the development of King Street, which had a riotous reputation. There were breweries, factories, warehouses and shops. As the village on the hill between King Street and Burr Street developed into a thriving and large community, more people moved in and more pubs opened. A couple of hundred years ago, there were around 27 breweries in Norwich and about 558 public houses. By the end of the 19th century, there were the Big Four, and two of them were in King Street, Morgan's and Young's, Crawshay and Young's. John Young's had set up his Crown Brewery in around 1807, and it flourished over the years. In 1865, it expanded, buying the adjacent Music House. It was bought by Bullard's in 1958 and closed. A few years later, Norfolk Education Committee bought the brewery site and it became home to the Wensum Lodge Adult Education Centre. The Conisford Brewery, later the Old Brewery, was established on King Street as early as 1565 by John Barnard. The Thompson family took it over and in the 1840s sold it, along with 54 public houses, to brothers John and Walter Morgan. Morgan's expanded over the decades. It was bombed in the war, back in business by 1950, but then was taken over by Bullard's and Stewart and Patterson before it was sold to Watney Mann. By 1970, the old brewery was the only one. It closed in 1985 with the loss of around 160 jobs. The public houses up and down King Street also closed over the years. The once much-loved ferry boat now stands empty and boarded up, waiting for the builders to move in. King Street has been a victim of savage civic vandalism over the years, but it is fighting back as people are moving back to live in the new developments. And the last pub really is still standing. It deserves our support.